This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Speaking of that Saudi Aramco IPO, as we were, and its main end product, gasoline, of course, you would be hard-pressed to find a single thing that consumers keep a closer eye on than its price.
So I'd normally pay about $25, $26, and it was $29.30.
For over $4 a gallon. Usually paying about $3.50, $3.75, something like that.
I think a typical tank of gas for my SUV probably went from about $48 or $50 to about $55, maybe.
So that was Trini Lamelli, Scarlett Atkins, and Ken Mason here in downtown Los Angeles. The setup for today's installment of our series, Kai Explains.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
You recently asked what's going on with this economy.
So how do these two concepts work together?
Today, how exactly does the price of a barrel of oil translate into what we pay at the pump? The benchmark American crude is called West Texas Intermediate, WTI for short. We, the United States, that is, pump about 12 million barrels of oil a day. Price-wise, crude accounts for 53% of the cost of gasoline, so says the Department of Energy. And we need a lot of it, oil, that is.
The United States both exports crude oil and imports crude oil.
That's Amy Myers Jaffe. She's a senior fellow for energy and the environment at the Council on Foreign Relations. In addition to the 12 million barrels a day we produce, we also import about 7 million barrels a day. Canada for most of it, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and Venezuela for most of the rest. So if there is a shortage in one of those places,
because there was a military event or some other kind of disruption,
like last month in Saudi Arabia,
the price of oil in the United States also goes up.
Because oil is a globally traded commodity.
When the attack occurred, we saw an immediate jump up in pricing.
That's Tom Tsang. He's the director of the School of Energy Economics at the University of Tulsa. He is talking here about pricing on the New York Mercantile Exchange.
These are the buyers and sellers of the future delivery of things like gasoline and heating oil.
Futures contracts, that is, including that U.S. benchmark, West Texas Intermediate.
People were just, you know, buying these contracts up out of fear. We saw $6 to $8 per barrel increase in the price immediately.
Because oil futures contracts are practically the definition of volatility.
It's referred to as rockets and feathers.
Mason Hamilton there, he's a senior petroleum markets analyst at the Energy Information Administration.
Rockets being when the price of oil goes up, the price of gasoline shoots up like a rocket.
And
when the price of oil comes down, the price of gasoline comes down like a feather.
Because
as a gas station owner, you're not thinking about what you have in your tank already. You're thinking about your next tank.
So back to the pricing. After buying the crude, which remember is about 53% of the total cost, it's got to be refined. That's another 12%. And then depending on a couple of different things like emissions regulations, the local weather, actually, in point of fact, there are different regional gas formulas and prices, too.
Think of it like a cocktail. So in New York, you have Manhattans, and in Miami, you have rum and cokes, and in New Orleans, you have Sazeracs. In different parts of the country, your gasoline formula will also vary just like that.
Then there's what it costs to get the gas from the refinery to the gas station, about 17% of the total.
Using pipelines, tankers, and tanker trucks.
You add in federal, state, and local gas taxes, about 18% of the total, and there you go. The parts making up the whole of the cost of a gallon of gas, which this week, says the U.S. Department of Energy, is $2.63 a gallon, regular unleaded. Do us a favor, let us know what you are curious about in this economy, what you want explained. You can do that at marketplace.org, or you can tweet at me. I'm at Kai Rizdahl. That's K-A-I-R-Y-S-S-D-A-L. They make me spell it out for you.